Dirty Laundry by Paula L. Woods. Read by Karen Kelly. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. The Little Death. Back in 78, when we were making the arrangements, the funeral director said something I've never forgotten. Only when we face death do we see our lives clearly. Still numb with the shock of seeing my husband Keith and infant daughter Erica lying murdered in my driveway, and my only brother Paris nearly getting killed in an on-the-job shooting, I had barely been able to ask the funeral director what he meant. His reply? The cars, houses, the distractions we surround ourselves with to keep us company on this journey called life fall away in the presence of death. In that moment, if we're lucky, we will see ourselves and others naked and unadorned for who we really are. Only 25 years old, I had clung to my big brother's hand, staring into the abyss of loneliness ahead of me, and asked, "But what if you don't like what you see?" For that, he had no answer. But his words have stuck with me, have guided me in every death investigation I've conducted since becoming an LAPD homicide detective. His words especially rang true during the case I investigated in March of 1993. Two uniforms from Wilshire Division, who had already set up a perimeter at the north end of the alley at 8th and Vermont, were standing in the damp fog when I arrived at 01:30 hours.
"I read in a book somewhere that they call an orgasm the little death," the middle-aged Latino was saying to his female partner.